Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
How are you? Come on in. We got plenty of room in the studio today. Yes, six seats in the front row. And there's one left. So if you're on your own, come on in. It's okay. We have nice people in here, and I don't spew spit too far from the microphone. You'll be okay. Are you a competent person? Yes, I am, Scott. Thanks for noticing. Although most of the people I run into all day long, they certainly are not. I know. I agree with you on a good day. But are you a competent person? A lot of years ago, I visited some Zig Ziglar work. I'll tell you that story here in a second. Stages that we go through not only once, but twice, but three times a lady through our entire life. We go through these stages of incompetence. We'll talk about that today. Or stages of competence. It is a daily boost from MotivationMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. Come on in the studio. Happy to have you as we hang around, fiddle around, and fool around and see if I can make you smile and laugh. And at the same time, teach you a couple things too. At least fill up 9 or 10 minutes of your day, and you're going to walk away and you think, huh, was that a good use of my time? And the fact of the matter is, yeah. Because coming up somewhere in what I do today, maybe it's already happened for you, click is going to happen. The trick is the click. What is the click? It's that millisecond in time when you get it. Sometimes you don't even know you got it. But things change. It's an aha moment, as Arsenio used to say years ago. The trick is the click. It's not the past. It's not the future. It's now. Sometime during this call or this podcast, we're going to be doling out some clicks today. So pay attention. My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. Did I already say that? I may have. Who knows? I'm just in the flow, in the zone, doing my thing. I like to stay in the flow. I get in the flow. I just go. I don't want to break the flow. That's why I don't edit and go backwards. We do the best we can. So a long time ago, I was 24, 25 years old. Trying to figure out life. I started really early in radio, started really early working, and started with a family really early. Got married when I was, how old was I? Say 20 when I got married, I think. I think I was 21 when I had my first child. My boy's 40 now. I mean, to give you an idea, I was a young guy when I started out. And when you're a young person and you got responsibilities and you're trying to figure out the world, you're bumping into a lot of things. I was young. I was stupid. I didn't know it. I thought it was cool. Now I'm a boomer, but you know, but back then I acted like a zoomie. I know it all. Boomers know nothing. You didn't have boomers back then. But I did know enough to turn to people who were older and wiser and smarter than me, even if I couldn't afford their stuff. And I couldn't. I had kids, I couldn't buy stuff. But I had a friend, Larry. Larry hired me to work for his company and kind of took me under his wing, made my life better, paid me a very fair wage, and showed me the ways of the world and gave me what I needed to do my job and was a good guy and gave me lots of advice. A really early mentor of mine. Never forget Larry. And one day I'd asked him a question. I said, how'd you get so successful? I mean, how'd you do this? How'd you get the money? How'd you get the house? How'd you build a business? How'd you do it? And he goes, well, I had some help. I studied, I learned, I listened, and I got to work. And within a couple of days, I was in the parking lot. He saw me come in and he said, here, I got something for you. And he pulled out of his trunk, Zig Ziglar C at the top. It's a 12-cassette Nightingale Conet cassette series. You may have seen it. And he gave it to me. He didn't loan it to me. He said, this is yours to keep. Listen to it, practice it, learn it. Now, back in the day, we didn't have all the stuff we have these days. We didn't have podcasts everywhere. Everybody's a life coach in California for sure. I think it's a law right now. You have to be. And most of them have a microphone. It's awesome. But back then, we didn't have all that stuff. So if you were in sales, if you were in business, if you're trying to build a career, you had people like Zig Ziglar and Brian Tracy and those guys basically keeping you going, making those calls, telling you how to do it. He gave me that. And I settled in on Zig stuff and dug in very, very deeply. But one of the places that I really resonated with Zig was the stages of competence. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Stages of competence, what we all go through. Now, I want to say this before I start, in case you're wondering, good Scott, thanks for coming up with the stages of competence for me today, because we're going to do it, get it done with, boom, I'm on, I've got everything I want. No, it didn't work that way. Every time you do something new, you're going right through these stages of competence every time. This motorcycle training I'm doing right now, trust me, I'm very, very much going through the, again, every time you do something new, you're going through the stages of competence. So here we go. Stage one, you are what's called an unconscious incompetent. We don't know what we don't know. It can be cute. It can be annoying. But it happens. You're a newbie in a thing that other people are not newbies. And you're one of them, you think, but they know you're not. You're an unconscious incompetent. You don't know you don't know. You just think you're good. Happens to all of us in everything we do. Stage two is called conscious incompetent. I spent a lot of time there. I used to say, I have no idea what I'm doing, but at least I admit it. You know you don't know what you're doing. A conscious incompetent. That's kind of where I am right now with the motorcycle training I'm doing. I consciously understand that I'm just really not very good at that. And there's something I'm missing. I don't know. I'll figure it out. And a lot of really cool guys are, and a lot of ladies too, by the way, riding these big motorcycles, are helping me get out of this stage. Consciously incompetent. I just know I don't know. I'm going to fall. I'm going to hurt myself. Something's going to happen. That's okay. But I'm going to get up and keep going. So stage one, unconscious incompetent. Stage two, conscious incompetent. Stage three, an unconscious competent. You have no idea how good you are. In a lot of areas, I'm there these days. Again, it changes all the time. In the current hobby that I'm on right now, I'm not there yet. Not. But there's going to come a time when I feel glimmers of it. I do. When I get out and practice and do the competitions and stuff, I feel glimmers of just feeling unconsciously incompetent, meaning I don't even know that I'm good. I don't even know that I know what I'm doing. You see, I'm right in the middle right now. I'm right between stage two and stage three. Unconscious incompetent. You have no idea that you're good. I went through it in so many things in life. One day you're just actually performing at a really high level, but you don't know it yet. Stage one, unconscious incompetent. Stage two, conscious incompetent. Stage three, unconscious competent. Stage four, as Zig had it, conscious competent. That's your goal. To know what you're doing and own it. A conscious competent. Isn't that the goal with everything we do? Could be stuff we're learning, could be hobbies, could be our career, could be our family, could be our relationships. Yeah, I don't think it ever ends. I know it doesn't ever end. You're always having to work on your relationships. You're always having to go back and forth on these stages at some point. If you bring in a new hobby or a new job, you're right back there. Some people get a little bit older and they don't want to go through the stages anymore. They just want to stay with what they know. I'm not that guy. I'm the guy that says, no, I always want that unconscious incompetence. I always want to know that I don't even know. I don't even know what I don't know. I want to know that stuff. But there is another level it goes to. Zig didn't talk about this back in the day, but it kind of evolved to it. Most people continue to another level. You can call it conscious competence. Ooh, conscious competence. That is the ability to recognize and develop unconscious competence in others. And I think that's where you need to be. And in fact, that's where I spend a lot of my life in terms of this job that I do these days, just the sheer volume of work that I've done, the sheer hours, tens of thousands of hours of talking to people has given me a gift of understanding and being able to recognize when somebody else is unconsciously competent, trying to work through the process. And I'm able to see that. That's where you'll get to. And that's that wisdom. That's that upper level of being able to help and push your legacy out there and help others get what they want. That's where you want to be. So think about that as you go through your day today, as you're starting. Where are you? Where are you? Unconscious incompetent? You don't know you don't know. Conscious competent? You now know you don't know. Unconscious competent? You're getting good, but you don't know it yet. Or conscious competent? You got it. You own it. You're into it. Where are you? With the advanced method, look around you. People you're working with. People you're hired. Your family, your kids, your grandkids. Where are they on that list? It'll help you calm down quite a bit and just relax and just enjoy where you are. If you can look around you and clearly see where other people are, and then you can step in and help them too. It's awesome. All right, come up tomorrow. Boundaries and expectations. Yes, you need more boundaries. You know that. Set boundaries is good for you. And you need to know what expectations are of you and of yours of others. That's tomorrow's show. Have a good day. I'll see you on the Daily Boost.